days are gone.
Good side. Hey, Duke Ellington is responsible for our thought of the day today on the Good Day program. Gray skies are just clouds passing over. Think that. Look for the sunshine this weekend. Actually, it's supposed to be a nice weekend for Easter around most of the country. A very nice, a wonderful warm day here on the farm. As I can see little bits and pieces of green in the grass out in the pasture out front. Things are drying up. Nice blue sky. It was beautiful in Los Angeles yesterday. Richie, I think it's supposed to be nice down in Washington.
It's finally, New York. We've had a really cold spring. It's finally warming up.
Yeah, what's
finally.
The Easter parade's in New York, right, Roberta? Don't they have a big Easter parade?
I don't think it's a formal parade. It's more like just people marching up and down Fifth Avenue in their Easter finery.
In their Easter bonnets with all the frills upon it. There's a big parade in San Diego, right, Kenny?
No, everybody's just going to the beach.
Go to the beach. I'll tell you, there are some of the most beautiful. When you go down to Coronado, what a magnificent. God, is that area
nice
one of the most wonderful areas in our country. College basketball hoops. The March Madness will be over, but the games continue for another couple of weeks. What's the latest on that, Kenny?
There were games last night. The big news was that the one of the top seeds in the country, Indiana, lost. So
really?
They are out of it.
Was that President Obama's choice?
Yeah.
Who was President Obama on?
It blew out his bracket.
Really?
He had him going all the way.
Yeah, really. That's too bad. Sorry. Okay.
Syracuse, Marquette, Wichita State, and Ohio State all won yesterday.
Yeah, Miami lost to Marquette.
Really?
A little bit of a shock.
All right. How many people have been following this visit that these senators paid to the border fence? And the
one we were talking about yesterday, where while they were standing there, somebody climbed over the fence.
Yeah, I'm just looking at that.
Broke into America.
What I did on the plane last night, I was reading the paper, and a picture of McCain with his mouth open, like his jaws dropping while he's watching. It's a really classic picture. I don't know if it's made its rounds around to the various social media, but it was pretty funny. Speaking of that, Kenny, what are we doing? What's Facebook and Twitter reacting to or interested in today at DougStephan.com and also Twitter at Good Day Show?
Facebook is agreeing with you on about the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to like the Pope.
Yep.
Jada says, I think he's a refreshing change, just what the church needed.
Yep.
Michelle says, I've never been more interested in a Pope. Pope Francis is like a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Jay says, seems to live a simple life, as the noble says. I think that's good. Paul says, so far he seems like a modest, humble guy, as he should be.
Yeah.
And then Loretta says, I don't know him.
Yeah, but that's all right. The other thing that I'm kind of curious about is why people are all getting so hooked up about the fact that the new Secret Service director is a woman. Why does that make a difference? Why are we, like, this is the news media again, Richie. Back to, a woman gets named director of the Secret Service.
I think it's just the news media making a big, I don't think anybody really cares. I just think it's the news media making a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
It's a first, so, you know, people are interested.
Yeah?
You know.
Because she's a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? The fantasy is with guys. They want to see her go out and do it.
No, it's like the first black president, the first woman president, you know. It's just something
we had a
new
woman president? Was I missing that?
We will.
Who? When?
You. Roberta.
Next time around.
Roberta. Really? You think that Hillary will be next president?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
All right. Let's.
Yep.
Richie, I think we could probably visit Star Trek now, the Star Trek themes story at DougStephan.com today. Oh, would you please hurry up, Rich? Get this on.
How about this?
Boldly go where no man has gone before.
See, I do it just as well.
Yeah,
where are P1s now, Richie?
Running.
William Shatner had his birthday this past week. Turned 82. Look at him.
God bless him.
I've been around him a few times. Other than he's a little heavy, he don't look 82 at all.
Looks great. Yeah.
He's got one of the best pieces on, too, by the way. Most
pieces of what?
His hair.
Hair.
Yeah. I mean, when you compare it to Ben Affleck's piece, his hair is terrible.
Yeah, no, he's got a bad.
But Shatner's is really good. Anyway, that's not why we're talking about him. He's on a trip. As is the captain, the original Captain Kirk, finds himself locked in mortal combat with his old enemy, the reptilian creature called the Gorn. Picking up where their battle in Star Trek episode Arena left off, Shatner and the Gorn trade. This is something he did in his living room, from what I can figure. Isn't that what happened here? It is a video game that pits Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock against Gorn. And I guess there are a number of Gorns, in fact. What a great name, huh? The Gorns. And so they open and close their mouths, the Gorns do now. They didn't, apparently, in the original. You can look at some. There's a picture of one of the Gorns from one of the from that episode. You look at
the big green guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is a new Star Trek video game, and so the classic scene from this original. The first one was in the Rocky Desert. Took place, but this one, the new one, is in his living room. I don't know how they pull that off, but
that's funny.
At any rate, he's one special guy. I think he is.
He's a hoot.
He really is.
He is, absolutely.
And one of the great, I went to a dinner with him last, was it last April? I was invited to go again this year, but I can't go. But it was an event. His wife is very big into equestrian events, and they have this big charity to help youngsters who are infirmed in various ways to learn about horses. So they use the horses actually for therapy. So they bring in a lot of actors and actresses and people that they know who are horse lovers, and they go into the Burbank Equestrian Center and bring a lot of people in and have a dinner and that sort of stuff. And he is the most calm, relaxed guy. He's just, he wouldn't be sit down next to you, have a yak. He doesn't. And that's what I love about people who are well known but don't take themselves seriously. He's an actor. He certainly would be considered a star. You know, there are actors and then there are stars. Shatner has to be one of the most, I mean, think about this for a second. Who's better known? Whose image? Give me an image that's better known than Shatner's.
Harry Potter.
No, I don't think so. Not with older people. Not at all.
Hey, ding. You got it.
Well, but Shatner is known, like, in terms of McMahon. McMahon was known to three generations because of Star Wars. Because of Star Search. Star Search.
Yeah, and Star Wars.
You know, wherever he would go, people of all ages would come to him. I see that with Shatner. You don't think so?
I think every generation has their own, I mean, you know,
well,
my daughter
icons.
Knows who Justin Bieber is, but she doesn't know who Bill Shatner is.
Yeah. Well,
and
give her
son.
Some time. I bet if your son is interested in this game, he might.
He might be.
Yeah.
Uncle Vernon from the reason I mentioned Harry Potter, the guy who played Uncle Vernon just passed away.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
What's his name?
Let's see here. Let's go to Yahoo.
All right, why don't you look it up, and I'm going to talk.
Richard Griffiths. Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
Oh.
Too bad.
He
was
65 years old.
Yeah.
No, that's not
he was very heavy,
heart
wasn't
surgery.
He?
He's a big dude. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you got to take care of your heart. That's why I need cardio, Richie.
That's right.
We don't want you going down that same street. Look at me. I'm the picture of health, and I'm older than that guy who croaked. So what does that tell you?
Yep.
May tell you a lot of things. Maybe he doesn't. I'm going to fix your teeth, though, now. We fixed your heart already. Time now to fix your teeth. What have we done so far today? We fixed your hair. We fixed your heart. Now it's time for me to fix your teeth.
And if you're lucky, maybe we'll get back to Rectal Jet as a sponsor.
You can't leave that alone, can you?
Can you use that
on
your teeth as well?
My favorite product
ever. Yeah, you can use it on you. Richie always likes to tease me about one of our original sponsors.
How he got his son through college is the Rectal Jet.
The Rectal Jet was also attached to the Dental Jet. It was the same tool. You just put a different head on it. So you'd use one to clean, woo-hoo, and the other one would clean your teeth.
The things we used to do.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. For a couple of bucks. Well, this is worth a couple of bucks, too, so let me get through this. Power swabs. I have talked to a lot of people. Seriously, I was at the dentist the other day, got a new tooth put in.
And he asked me, because I hadn't seen him for about a month, and he said, your teeth look a little whiter. Now, my teeth don't look bad, because I've never done drugs, I've never smoked, I don't drink coffee and tea, and I don't drink wine. So my teeth are in pretty good shape as far as how they look. I used to, I still do, actually. He is happy to tell me that it's easy to tell that I have a sweet tooth, because that's where my problems come from, in my teeth. So I brush two or three times a day, but it still doesn't get at a lot of the things that you cut in there. So that's one problem that I can't help you with, but I can't help you with the way your teeth look, and that's why power swabs are so popular. No messy trays, no strips. Swab your teeth today and be on your way to brighter smiles through the weekend. So make yourself look your best for Easter. These studies that have been done, these clinical studies, on average teeth, you're going to have two shades in 5 minutes. Your teeth will be improved by two shades whiter, 5 minutes. You do it for a week, six shades better. No bleaches, no sand, none of that stuff that tastes horrible. This is a naturally derived coconut-based tooth detergent, which works naturally on all your teeth, whether they're bonded, caps, crowns, veneers, the original teeth. Try it now risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. You can call and tell me, listen to Doug Steffen, you get 50% off the retail price. 800-865-7602. That's the number. Swab your teeth for 2 minutes and your teeth are whiter in five. Can't beat that. Try it risk-free and get it at half price. Mention Doug Steffen when you call for power swabs. 800-867-4089. And if you are the first caller right now at 888-302-3684, we'll give you a free trial of power swabs, all right? Do that now. Sign up for it here or call 800-867-4089 to get the regular risk-free deal.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big-box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. Hurry. End-of-quarter clearance absolutely ends close of business Saturday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store before it's too late.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Of stories about important female singing artists. Starting with the story of Dionne Warwick, who is here right now, musically speaking.
Ever since I met you.
How'd you like that, Richard?
Seems I can't forget you.
That's right. You felt the need to make a cockatoo noise during the Dionne Warwick song, but that's fine.
That's what a cockatoo sounds like? Crank it up, Richie! One of the great pop artists of the pop era. Pretty much everything she sang in the 60s, 70s, and 80s went straight to number one, and this is a perfect example of that. So you think Dionne Warwick would have a lot of money. Wednesday, Dionne Warwick filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, she got in a lot of trouble with that psychic hotline.
Right. So. Well, she's still going to pay $3 million for each one of her appearances on that thing. That isn't the trouble. Whatever it is that she's really in trouble for, it seems that Twitter was all a tweet yesterday with Sheryl Crow, who took aim at radio. Radio stations that do not pay for the recordings to be played on the air, which is not really true. But Sheryl Crow said, I'm a big fan of Sheryl Crow's, frankly, big fan of both of them. I like Dionne Warwick stuff, and I love Sheryl Crow's stuff. But after the news that Dionne Warwick filed for bankruptcy for, quote-unquote, mismanaging her money, Sheryl Crow's tweets, I don't know if you found them, Kenny, or not, but in essence, the trail started with Sheryl saying she would not have had to file for bankruptcy if she were paid for her beautiful recordings on the radio. That's really not true. What happens, BMI and ASCAP, that are the two licensing agencies for most, if not all, music, whether, you know, it doesn't make a difference, they license it. It's kind of like the mafia, in essence. You can't become, the only way you can get around them is to sell stuff online, which is pretty much what everybody's doing now anyway.
Yeah.
But they charge radio stations a fee, which is divided up somehow, or I don't know what the formula is. I never did understand the formula, but I know when I was a disc jockey, we used to fill out logs. It would be required for a couple of weeks that you fill out logs of all of the music and the label that the songs were on.
Right.
And then that gets filed at BMI, Broadcast Music Inc. is what BMI and ASCAP is, American Society for something artists, professional artists, I think. So anyway, they would give them a pittance and keep most of the money for themselves. But it's larceny to a grand scale. That's what it is. But now there's been a big move in the last couple of years for radio. The suggestion from the Recording Artists Association is that radio pay more of a fee so that these people would get paid more for their recordings on the air. The fly in the ointment here is without these things being played on the radio, nobody would know they were there.
Right.
And so it's big promotion for all these artists, and I've never really understood how they, with any credibility at all, can make it seem like radio is the bad guy for now. I mean, obviously, I'm going to take the side of radio because I'm on the radio, but I think in an objective look at this, anybody who'd say, so you don't get paid, but all these songs that are being played, like this one right now, Big Cheryl Crow hit, wouldn't have been a hit if it hadn't been played on the radio.
And so you look at the origins of radio, and basically it was pay to play.
Right.
The payola.
Oh, my God.
You know, record companies came in and paid radio stations big time.
Yep.
Play this song. Make this song a hit.
Yeah, right. Now they want it the other way around.
Right.
Doesn't quite work. So as much as I love Sheryl Crow, I don't agree with her point. But at any rate, it brings attention around to that controversy, and there hasn't been a lot of publicity about that. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Musicians, this weekend while others hunt for eggs, you can fill your basket with amazing deals at Guitar Center. Get serious Easter savings throughout the store, like $65 off Fender Dreadnought acoustic guitars, only $99. $100 off Williams digital pianos, $199. And Sennheiser stereo headphones, just $19. We're even open Easter Sunday, so you can score deals like mic and instrument cables. Your choice, buy one, get two free. Guitar Center's Easter weekend savings event. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Clay Wall, Senior VP of Kmart. We're the number one corporate supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for Babies is always special. But with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your mind so you can be open to the best stories of the day. That's the Good Day Credo. We're here to bring you up to date on the important stories, things that you may or may not have heard about. There's a nice story about something that happened at an Olive Garden restaurant. Waiter found out the family
is that alive.
Yeah.
Richie, sorry.
That's not nice. The Olive Garden's okay.
Yeah,
if you like that
bad.
Sort of thing. The internet loves cats.
Maybe the Broadway show or the meow.
No, meow. The second thing they love is restaurant reviews and receipts.
By cats?
No.
Oh.
Two things. Cat stories and restaurant stories.
Okay.
At least a dozen.
Cats being served in restaurants?
That's hopefully not at a restaurant near you. But thanks for having us think about it, Roberta, anyway. The latest viral receipt.
Meow mix.
All right. She's been hitting the sauce already. This New Yorkers, man. New Yorkers.
Oh, good God.
Oh, look at this. This bottle of wine's going to go to waste.
Yeah.
Last night. Got to finish that up.
You know what? I have a whole case. Meredith likes a little wine here and there. And she, after she opens it, and you know, whole bottle, and then it just sits there. So she throws it out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a case of it together and send it to you, Roberta. How's that for a deal?
Okay. I should buy her black box wines.
I don't know.
Instead of bottles.
Yeah.
The box she's been buying the little ones, but she had a lot of big ones left around, so she's been drinking.
The black box wines are in like these plastic containers that, you know, don't have air in them.
Yeah.
So they last forever. That's what. Because I only drink like a glass a day, if that much. So those are great.
That's probably, yeah. My wife and I will open up a bottle. I'll drink two. She'll drink one, and then the rest sits there for
a
couple of days.
Right. That's what happens, right?
I wonder, Kenny, when I'm going to get to this story. What do you think? Tomorrow?
Should we come back on Monday? I don't know what it was about.
Either.
I was trying to make a point.
Wait, what's your name?
What's your name? Is it Harry or Sue? What's your name?
Is that a song?
Can I follow? Yeah. Don and Juan, 1963.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a light yellow label with black lettering on it.
Here we go.
Okay. So you started this, Roberta. You talk about the wheels coming off. Anyway, can I get back to my heartwarming story now?
Please, anything to keep you from singing.
Try.
Anything.
Oh, my God. You know why I'm laughing? Actually, I'm not laughing at Roberta. There's a story today. It's maybe not. This will not make you laugh. I promise I'll get back to the Olive Garden story. There's a picture that's making it around today of that little twerp, Kim Jong-Ungabunga, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded by the Korean generals and the hats that they wear. I mean, a lot of people are taking what's going on over there fairly seriously. But if you look at the picture of the generals with their hats, these hats are hysterical. They are abs. Kenny, why don't you get one of those? There's one.
Order one of those hats for all of us in the crew, and we'll wear them every morning during the show.
Now, this is a Good Day logo on it.
We can maybe do that. This is at nknews.org. You see the story? I mean, yeah, the North Koreans are supposedly massing all of their armaments. They're going to blow up everything. But that's, I mean, it's laughable that he thinks he's going to get away with that. But the picture of the hats, the generals and their hats, I just find these hats to be hysterical. And when you see they're so big.
Yeah.
It looks like the Russians.
They're flat on top.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They look just foolish. Okay. So that's what I'm chuckling about. Now, meanwhile, back at the Olive Garden, are you going to start laughing again?
No, I looked up the hat picture, apparently there's been a competition where they take that same picture of Kim Jong-il with the generals with the funny hats, and people superimpose funny hairdos on Kim Jong-il.
Right.
So I'm looking at some of the pictures with the hairdos on him.
All right. I'm going to try this one last time, and after that, I'm giving up. So, what I said before is that the Internet loves stories about restaurant receipts. At least a dozen of these have gone viral in the past couple of years, pretty much always because of some insulting tip or a racial slur. So the latest viral receipt is the kind that restores your faith in those of us who are human beings. This one that's at DougStefan.com today, which you can see, shows an act of corporate generosity so rare that the backlash erupted, calling it a fraud. A man went out to eat at an Olive Garden with his brother, his wife, and his 3-year-old daughter, according to his post on the forum Reddit. The Reddit user said that the restaurant manager came over to ask how everything was, and the child informed him that her grandpa's house had just burned down. When they received the bill for their meal, the total was listed as zero. The man posted under the Reddit username TANEK42, but confirmed his real identity to AOL as Seth McClure, a third-year law student at Northern Illinois University, with a stay-at-home wife and 2 children. His parents really had been through a house fire a couple of weeks before, destroying the majority of their home, including his own childhood bedroom. So he decided to upload a photo of the receipt on Wednesday, because he said, you don't see a lot of nice stuff coming on the news very often, and I thought it was a nice thing that the Olive Garden did. So you can see that.
Very nice.
You can see the post at DougStefan.com. Meanwhile, what are we following on Twitter and Facebook, Kenny? What's happening with the latest things that we've been following, not only today, but during the week?
Well, most of the action today is about the Pope. Everybody seems to really like what he's done so far, and some of that might be because it's Easter this weekend.
Yeah.
Sean had just put on there, I like what he said about how he wouldn't have moved the priests into new parishes to cover up their crimes.
Now,
I hadn't even heard that he said that. But.
Now, have I heard that he is not moving into the official Pope residence?
Yes, he's
residence?
Going to a small
he's living in a small residence, yep.
Yeah.
He walked in and he said, this is too big for me, I don't want it.
Well, it has like 8 bedrooms or something. It was a ridiculous thing at any rate, so why not? I think that that says something, again, about this guy. One of the things that I'm really liking about him is that he just presents himself so well.
Humbly.
And makes people feel so good about themselves. And that's really, after all, isn't that what you kind of want? You want to feel good about what you're doing. You want people to feel good about all of that stuff. So God love the guy. And maybe God, I shouldn't say maybe, God apparently does, shining down on him, because this is some, although I was reading a little of his biography, I don't get that he always wanted to be the Pope.
No, I don't think he did.
I don't get that from, you know, there are a lot of these people who are, you know, they just like somebody wants to be president. You know, Barack Obama says, I want to be president when he's eight. Bill Clinton says that. I don't know if George Bush said that. I don't know who. Isn't it interesting? We know about Democrats who start early, but I don't know, were there Republicans who were presidents who said early on they wanted to be president? Did Ronald Reagan say he wanted to be president when he was
three? He wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't want to be an actor. And I'm just trying to think of, Eisenhower didn't, I don't know, Daddy Bush, I don't think, started that way.
No.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, maybe it's just because those guys are men of the people. And that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right, in a moment, we're going to discuss the farm fury over this week's Monsanto bill and GMO, Good Morning America's GMA. Good GMO labeling practices. Just to bring you up to date, there was a protest in front of the White House a couple of days this week. And I'll tell you the story in a minute, because it's a pretty good story for those of you who are interested in what you're eating. This is something that you ought to know a little bit more about. Let me tell you something else you ought to know more about. What's going on with our men and women in the service, how they're getting screwed around. Mostly, the problem isn't with the... I found this out, and I didn't realize this. I don't know, Richie, whether you follow it, because you're close to...
What's that?
The American... What is the war... What's the name of the organization that you work with there in Washington?
American Veterans Center.
Okay. I would like to know if they corroborate this story at the American Veterans Center. The drift that I'm getting last week or so is that most of the problems that vets have are those who are in the National Guard, who are asked to do the same things that those in the regular service are, but they don't get the kind of coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So men and women who have been in the service, they're in the regular deployment versus the National Guard deployment. And so when the National Guardsmen get shot up, I mean, they're all doing the same thing. So National Guard guys get, the women get shot up, they come back and have all kinds of problems getting coverage, whereas the regular vets do not. Now, I don't know if that's a true story or not. If you have something to add, you can call us at 888-302-3684. And thus the reason for the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which, as you've heard me say any number of times, is so great because they provide all these services and programs that veterans are having a hard time, especially those who are in the reserves are having an awful hard time at getting a hold of compensation, education, training, medical care, that sort of thing. So along comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They're assisting, if you're a veteran, in identifying and helping you. And there are, as I said, any number of programs that you ought to be entitled to that you may have a hard time. Maybe the door is just actually being shut on you. So you need to get a hold of them. Now, in order to support their work, you, if you feel strongly about the message that I'm presenting to you, ought to go online to purpleheartcars.org, donate a car, a boat, something like that, or you can go to their regular website, or you can call them if it's easier, 877-743-1631, and use a credit card, and just give them $100 if you feel to. All of your contributions are completely tax deductible. So if you'd like more information on how you can help the Purple Heart Service Foundation help our veterans, dial 877-743-1631 or go online to purpleheartcars.org.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I dig the new Honda CR-V, Dad. The Pandora compatibility and rearview camera are tight.
Like the lid in an old jar of olives.
Seriously, six standard features.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. It's sick like the mad cow flu.
Dad, don't try to use our words.
Why? My new ride is totes cray-cray.
Dad, stop.
Get a Honda CR-V with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
12 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. Jennifer will be back. For those of you who are big fans of her, she'll be back on Monday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, not till Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right, you know better than do I. I don't keep track.
Colorado.
She's in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
I don't keep track of everybody. I have a hard time keeping track of me. I don't worry about everybody else. If they're here, they're here.
Still
they
phone
are.
Lines in Colorado?
Okay. Keep going. I think that she wanted to, she's nursing to her grandmother.
Yeah.
Grandmother, yeah. All right, so a couple of things regarding springtime and growing. First, there's something that I want you to know about the term organic. You've heard me get off on this any number of times, but I wanted to kind of put it into perspective, because those of you who think organic means that it's not toxic, not the case. Lawn care companies, they tell you they have, they tell you beware of toxins, and yet some of the stuff that is in some of these organic products that are being used on your lawns right now have excess nutrients, which cause a lot of problems, whether they're organic or synthetic or a combination of both. I was talking to a certified horticulturalist about this. There's a fellow who has a website. His name is Damian Roskill. You can go to droskill at gmail.com and ask him about this. He's happy to tell you about the new systems, the things that True Green is doing, because they've been walloped around by all the publicity. If you don't put organic on your lawn, not just this company, but a lot of them have been spraying this horrible stuff on your lawns for years.
Roundup.
So now they're getting a lot of flack for it, so they're saying our stuff is organic. Well, they can put something organic in it, but it doesn't mean the whole thing is organic. They're still using the stuff they had before, but they can say contains organic materials, and people say, oh, wow, this must be great.
Oh, contains organic materials.
No. That is not, it may be it does have some 5% of, yeah, exactly. So if you feel strongly about this, watch out for it. If you have lawn services and they spray this stuff on your lawn, find out what the heck it is. The other thing that I don't have a whole lot of time for, I just thought you ought to know that the president signed into law the Monsanto Protection Act, which helps them, not you. It's just about GMO stuff.
Monsanto Protection Act.
There you go.
Right. It says it all right.
That's
there.
That's right. 51 after.
They say there's no escaping love.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spru Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game as though that's how it ought to be. Because I'm easy. Lead me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you have to be a sometime thing, I can't put bars on my inside.
Ah, Keith Carradine from the movie Nashville.
It's still
got the best song Oscar on this date, 1976. Is that long ago?
But I'm easy.
I'm easy. This actually is a great piece of popular music. Oh, I think it's a great song.
Take my hand and
I was just thinking, what was going on in 1976 that this piece of garbage was the best song?
Oh, no, this is a great song. Oh, it's from that movie was very controversial and quite an interesting movie. Not conventional at all. What's the name of the producer? Altman, right? Wasn't it Altman?
Robert Altman directed it.
Chucker, yeah, Altman. But would you agree with me, Chuck? And then
it's a very good movie. Well, in the 70s, I don't know if people realize they made really good movies in the 1970s.
Yeah, right. That's a really good song, Richie. You don't know the song, Richie?
I know it. Yeah. I just don't like
you don't
it.
I don't like it. Okay, well, listen. No accounting for taste.
Wow.
55 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here with his weekend forecast, what the new movies are that are coming out, how they may do, et cetera, et cetera. I was on the plane coming back from L.A. last night, Chucker, and I had never seen Out of Africa. So I decided I had a lot of time. I would watch them because I knew it was long. I sort of thought I knew what it was about, but I was completely wrong. And it's a really good story. And I was trying to remember, does that go back to the 70s too? Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, that looks like something that might have been done in the late 70s, early 80s. Do you remember?
I think it might be 1980.
80, yeah. Yeah, great.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. A lot of great movies are made. Now all the movies are all CGI.
Well, you know, offhand, I'm not looking at it. This is just off my memory. In 1976, when Nashville came out, Rocky won the Oscar for Best Picture.
Right.
Two other movies. Nashville was nominated for Best Picture along with Network, which was a great movie with William Holden, and All the President's Men was also 76.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Last year at the Oscars, I doubt there were two films that good.
So you're telling me that this piece of garbage by Keith Carradine, Bill Conti's,
yes,
Gonna Fly Now, Rock the Rocky theme for best song?
Yes. This piece of garbage did that, Richard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God I was 12 years old and had no control over
it. Can you be quiet
anything?
So we can keep going here? All right. Let's get to our contest where Chucker gives us his weekend predictions at the box office. This is from a movie, I know we've done this once or twice over the years because it's a great movie, actually. And Kevin Kline, one of the stars, got an Oscar for his role in this movie during the ceremonies on this date in 1989. So let's listen to the first clip, and it probably will give it away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great movie.
888-302-3684 for a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, we'd like to give everybody a chance. So help yourself. What's the name of this movie? Next clip.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant twerp, scumbag.
Yep. If the first one didn't get you, that one will. 888-302-3684. Let's see if this is a gimme.
This has to be her just saying the famous line.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yeah. Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. I got 60 seconds while Chucker gives us what's happening at the box office this weekend.
Two movies open, Doug. G.I. Joe Retaliation, Dwayne the Rock.
Perfect, a perfect Easter movie. That's right in the mood of Easter.
it's tracking to open at around $42 million. And also The Host, which is a new teen sci-fi romance from Stephanie Meyer, the author of Twilight. I actually went last night at 9 o'clock and brought my daughter. Our community theater had a premiere event. I would say this: watching Paint Dry was a little bit more entertaining.
Really,
I hate to knock the film that much, but boy, this movie's really, really slow moving. Target to do about $17 million.
Normally, when I go back and forth, I like to watch the movie box, and usually there's time for a couple of movies. So the first one I watched before I went to Out of Africa was a movie that came out last year with Bruce Willis and Sigourney Weaver. It's some kid I'd never seen before about Bruce Willis being a CIA guy. Everybody gets captured off the boat. There's some Israeli secret stuff. And
I think that movie went straight to DVD.
Did it really? It was quite a good movie.
Yeah.
I didn't remember seeing the kid before, but Sigourney Weaver was really a bad guy.
She's good in everything.
Yeah.
One other bit of news: Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo in negotiations to join Warner Brothers' Vacation reboot.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Nobody figured out it was a fish named Wanda. What the heck's wrong with
really?
These folks listening today?
Great movie.
59
great movie.
After on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.